Welcome to the LWYM podcast, your source for hardcore, uncompromising truth in a world full of uncertainty. Here's your host, Gio.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to this new edition of the LWYM podcast. This is your host, Gio, and I am extremely content and glad that you have downloaded this audio file and also listening to it. On our website, lwym.org. Well, a new school year is upon us. That's right. I'm pretty sure most of you that are listening to this are pretty much sad because you've had to begin another school year, even though there are people that do enjoy going to school and there are those that enjoy studying. I was never one of those people, and I'm sure that most of you that are listening to this are not part of that crowd or fray. Anyways, that being said, I just wanted to take today's podcast to encourage each and every one of you and to give you simply a couple of words of advice so that you can take this with you and keep it with you during this new school year, whether you're beginning high school, whether you're beginning the university, whatever the case may be. It's important to understand the day and age that we're living in. We're living in a very bad time. Even though, yes, we are living in the United States of America, which is the last bastion of freedom, there are a lot of things that are going on wrong in our country, especially it seems like everyone wants us to be politically correct, or PC for short. Everyone wants us to stay silent. Everyone wants us to be affable and lovable and tolerant, which are just, they're just other words for simply shut up, because we're not going to take what you stand for. But I think now more than ever, it's important that we take a stand for the gospel and for the truth, especially now more than ever. Why? Because this world is dying. This world is rotting away. And it seems like, and it feels like, and I mean, you can see it with your spiritual eyes, that everything is coming to a close, just like God foretold through the prophets and through the scripture. We see that everything is coming to a close. And slowly but surely, we're beginning to see how things are changing, even in our own backyard and even in our own towns, in our homes. Everything is changing around us. And I think it's important that we get closer to God now ever before. Why? Because we need His strength. We need Him to give us the intensity that we need and that love for truth in order for us to share the gospel with our friends, with our family members, those that are needing to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is good for every single man and woman out there. And understanding that there is a world out there that is being lost, we must now undertake an even greater task of this great commission to share these great news with those that surround us. If you have been one of these people, one of these Christians that for a long time has been indifferent, a person who has been inactive on the sidelines, sitting on the bench, whatever you might think of it as, it's time to get up off the chair and begin to work. It's time to put your faith in action. If you truly believe that Jesus is God, that He came and He died for us, and that that gospel is good for everybody, it's time for you to move. It's time for you to get up off that chair of indifference and begin to share the gospel with others. And trust me, there is no greater news for someone who is lost, for someone that is needing help and counsel in a moment of grief, in a moment where everything is just upside down in the world today, than the gospel of Jesus Christ. It has the power to change. It has the power to heal. It has the power to transform. And more than anything else, it gives us that open door to have a relationship with our Creator. In this school, new school year, I have a challenge for each and every one of you, and it is this. If you haven't spoken up before, and if you have been a person who has stayed silent before, make a difference this year. Do something completely different. Get out of your comfort zone and stand up for truth. Stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is good for all men. It is good for every single person. Remember that day when you accepted Jesus in your life? Wasn't that the greatest day in your life? I know it was for me. Why? Because I understood that I was wretched. I understood that I was a sinner. I understood that my sin separated me from God. But once someone took the time to share that news with me, that was the day. And the day that I accepted Jesus, that was the day that everything changed in my life. Yes, persecution started coming my way. Yes, temptation started escalating, because now we know that we have a common enemy out there, Satan. But from that day on, I knew that God changed my life, that God came into my life, He changed my life, and now I can have a personal relationship with my Creator and understanding how great salvation is. I want to share that with the rest of the world, and I hope that you would want to do the same. Now, in doing that, you must also stand up for truth. And in this school year, when you hear falsehood, when you hear things that are spoken against Christianity, against the truth in general, make a stand. Take a stand. Take a stand for what is truth. For the first time in your life, if you have not done this before, make sure to take a stand for what is real, for what you know is of God's word. And trust me, once you take a stand, you will know and you will understand that that is part of what God has placed you in your community for, to share the good news of the gospel with everyone around you, with your classmates, with your family members, with your friends, but also to defend truth. Make it a point to research truth this year. Search the truth on ism about evolution, about the history of Marxism, about the history of eugenics and other things that even American history. Do these things so that not only would you, oh, and most importantly of all, this we cannot forget, study your Bible. Every single day when you get up in the morning, read a couple of Bible verses and have those guide you through the day. And when you get home, aside from doing your studies, study your Bible. Get into the Bible. Become a Christian who practices what he talks, not just a person who talks the talk, but walks the walk. Have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ like he wants to have it with you, an intimate relationship that you will get to know your Creator. And last but not least, like I was saying before, study on American history, true American history, on the history of eugenics, Darwinism. These are things that your teachers are going to be touching with you upon these things in the school year. So make sure to understand truth so that you can defend it, and therefore you can check evil at the door. That's all the time I have left for today. I thank you for joining me. Join us again on Thursday so we might have more truth in a world full of uncertainty. Remember to share these podcasts with your friends, and also have a look at our website, lwim.org, and we have a lot of different goodies so that it can help you in your spiritual life. We have an audio page. We have an e-magazine that we give out also for free, MP3 downloads, new video blogs that we're posting on a weekly basis. Use our website as a resource for the coming school year and beyond. Thank you again for listening in. May the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us. To download more podcasts or to check out the cool perks in our page, visit our website, www.lwym.org. Our meetings take place every Friday night, 8 p.m. at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Submit your questions or comments to info@lwym.org. This has been the LWYM Podcast.